When we get to the 10th gate, we get to a very fascinating place in the sequence. And this is the first gate that we meet that's in the integration channels. And we know that the integration channels are the backbone of what is our fundamental survival. It means that the very theme of survival, that is the very theme of survival in terms of the longevity of the species, you know, it's not enough simply to get all those things going and get everything going, but the theme of survival rooted in behavior, rooted in behavior. After all, that's one of the most fascinating things about human beings, if you look at them anthropologically, is their capacity to be able to have a vast diversity of behaviors in order to accommodate or in order to fit into various kinds of environments or conditions. Human beings have an incredible capacity to be able to adapt in order to survive. And in that way, nothing on the planet, nothing even outside of our planet, stops us from trying to figure out a way in which we can adapt to an environment and survive in that environment. I mentioned earlier when we were opening up these discussions that there is going to be a deep impact on the nature of fertility, that sterility is something that lies before us, and the challenge of being able to transcend the limitation of natural or biological sterility. And that you can see that from the moment that you have the 10th gate, the 1057 is the channel of survival. We're in the 54th stage. We are not yet in the 57th stage. It is hundreds and hundreds of years away. And until we get to that point, there is no assurity of our survival. We all know that from the paranoia of the post-war, Cold War, you know, get under your desk, they're going to drop a nuke in your basement. You know, we all went through this fear of mutual assured destruction, which, by the way, hasn't disappeared. It's still a military strategy because there's nothing else to go with. So one of the things that is very clear about us is that these threats to our survival, you know, they've got these scientists that are worried that an asteroid's going to whack us the way it whacked a dinosaur and so on and so on. We have all of this, you know, under the surface fear about our world being terminal. You know, that's part of not having completed the process. And of course, that process itself, the real sterility of humanity, it's not like overnight all of a sudden everybody's sterile. This is evolution. It's a slow process. It's not a fast process. It's something that's starting in this century. It's something that will finish centuries from now, because we're talking about evolutionary time frames. And if we cannot get to the point that we can make life in our own image by the time we get to the 57th stage, we've got a problem. Because that's going to define the structure. And it's going to show us the great lesson of survival. Because remember, it's not enough to be able to produce 15 fetuses at a time in a herd of cows. There are other things involved in all of that. After all, if you're going to replace life, then you better understand the program and the index, the incarnation index, and what's necessary and what you can't afford not to have, and so forth and so on. In other words, it becomes a very complex business of engineering the entire biogenetic totality. Now, of course, all of that's real spooky from this perspective. You know, but I want you to just grasp something. Everything about the 10th gate is about being able to stay alive and love oneself in life. You know, that's my hat theme of the day, love yourself. And of course, this is the beginning of a process of potential awakening. And as you'll see, awakening comes with the 20th stage, which means that the potential of awakening is something that comes early in our development. You know, there were those awakening us long before there were Abrahams and Buddhas and Lao Tzus and Jesuses and whatever else you want. You know, this has been a process that's been going on for a very long time. So this whole area of the 10th gate, the whole thing about the gate of behavior, is that the first thing to understand is if we don't have the right behavior, we cannot survive. You can't. You know, if you walk through a jungle with a ghetto blaster and you're playing it loud and you're making lots of noise, somebody's going to have you for lunch. You better know how to behave. And for us to see that our process of recognizing how to survive is not complete, Because we have the greatest challenge ahead of us. You know, we have the challenge of bypassing natural laws. I have a child that should be dead. I mean, I have a child that should have been dead years ago. You know, it was born 3 months premature. Its mother should have been dead. I mean, according to laws of nature that were very recent, they would have been dead. And they were pumping 160 or 180 drugs a day into my child to give it the artificial essence that it missed from its mother. That it lived in a box. And it lived in a box for 3 months. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Should have been dead. You know, when I say that, that is not the point. The point is our evolution has taken us to a place where these children don't have to be dead. And all of that is a learning process to get us to the point where we can put them in anything. Cows, boxes in the refrigerator, I don't know, wherever you're going to put them, we'll grow them. Because we're going to have to. It's a funny thing, you know, to understand what kind of creative pressure is actually on us.